Hello everyone, this is Mokshni again at Adistana on the European Chairs Assembly meeting together with Darsini.
Hi there.
And we are just about coming to the end of this week's meeting. It's been a full week, we've done all kinds of things, so perhaps Darsini, could you just talk us through and remind us what the chairs have been getting up to over the last week?
Yeah, I can do that, Mokshni. Yeah, so our programme this time has definitely been less businessy, bit more practice-led, and we started by having four short talks by different centre chairs about what it's like to chair a centre in terms of that being a spiritual practice. So they were all quite different, quite enlivening. And then also that day we had a talk by Nyanavacha talking about some aspects of leadership. I think I mentioned that in the second podcast. He talked about leadership in terms of the four tantric rites. So yeah, skip back to the second podcast to hear a bit more about that. And then we had the following day, we had a morning workshop by Subhadasi on leadership. And then the following day, a workshop leadership by Arta Vadin. And they've both got loads of experience of offering that kind of work and reflection in kind of corporate environments. So yeah, their kind of wealth and passion for that topic, the topic of leadership, really came out. I think people really enjoyed that. Then we had a bit of input from Munisha, who shared the fruit of some work that she's been doing looking at ethical guidelines and safeguarding policies for centres. Also one evening we had what we call centre presentations. That's something that we do most meetings, where somebody will talk a bit more particularly just about the culture around their centre. And all of that has been bookended every day by morning and evening practice. So we sit together with the Adistana community in a double meditation every morning and finish off with some form of ritual. It's mostly been a sevenfold or a threefold puja. Really delightful. And then today we would have had, so that was a shame, wasn't it? We would have had a practice day by Visantara, who'd very kindly offered to come and do some meditation with us, but he was unwell. Boo hiss. So very kindly Nyanavacha stood in, and he did a bit of a presentation on the Lakshanas, particularly getting us to look at dukkha in our direct experience, and we did a bit of meditation on that. That was the morning. Yeah, so that was all really good.
Excellent. And you just mentioned that one evening there were centre presentations. And I wonder if you could say a bit more about that and who talked about their centre this time around.
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, these centre presentations, for a lot of people, they're the highlight, because you really hear in detail what the culture of a particular Buddhist centre is. So we had Ujjotini, who's in Leeds, and she spoke about the life and the Sangha at the Leeds Buddhist Centre. They're kind of a relatively small centre, you could say. And then Artabandhu, he talked about the, oh God, where's he from?
Nottingham.
Thank you. Moment of blankness there, getting running up to dinner. So we heard all about the Nottingham Centre and the Nottingham Sangha, and they both showed us slides and talked about the different people at the centres, the mitras who've asked for ordination, who are helping run the centre, and the ord members around the centre. And they're always just really lively, and you sort of get a sense of the creative ideas that are helping power the centres. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I always enjoy them, and you really get a sense of the there's obviously a great similarity, but for example in Leeds that they've got this monthly meeting of the most involved people called the Heart Cooler, just to share their practice once a month. And in Nottingham, you know, what I especially remember is their bed and breakfast retreats, yeah, which sound brilliant. Yeah. And there's one coming up in March.
Led by Ratnagosha. Yeah, end of March.
Led by Ratnagosha. So if you want to have a bed and breakfast retreat in Nottingham, UK, then that's the place to go in March. So on a more sort of perhaps personal level, could you say, are there any sort of anything that stood out, any highlights for you over the course of this week?
Yeah, I could do. Actually, one thing, it's not an event or a topic so much, it was the pace. Actually, I really enjoyed the pace of this meeting. It sort of felt reflective and we took each other in. But in terms of what we did, I think I really particularly enjoyed the short talks. Just hearing people's reflections on how being the chair of a centre, being the captain at the helm of the ship is a spiritual practice. Quite, in a way, very honest and very generously given reflections. So I think that. And then also, I think it was early on, maybe the second full evening, Sada Loka, who's the chair of the college at Adistana, the public preceptors college, Sada Loka came in one evening and he led through the four armed Avalokiteshvara sadhana with us. And that for me was a bit of a highlight because it felt like really putting the bodhicitta right into the heart of our meeting.
Yes.
That works for me.
Yep. And as you say, there's the programme, but around all that, I think what many chairs would say they enjoy is just spending time with people in the general atmosphere and being around other people who share the same level of responsibility and creating this network of friendship. So we've still got another half a day to go. Tomorrow everybody leaves and goes back to their own situation. So what's the last thing we're going to do this afternoon?
Yes, so this afternoon we are going to have spontaneous talks, pop-up talks, six of them in all. So six people have just decided that they've got a bit of inspiration to share with the rest of us. So we're going to hear them, we're going to have dinner together, and then we're going to have a closing ceremony of some sorts, which will pretty much be us expressing our appreciation and gratitude and giving some final words of thank you to everybody who's made it run really well.
Excellent. And then we'll all disperse into the corners and everywhere around Europe and the UK back to our centres to continue the good work. So thank you very much, Darsini, for sharing what happens on the chairs meeting. And we'll both be back in 6 months' time,
That's
I
right.
should think.
We'll be back in July to do some more blathering and sharing of the love.
Okay, bye.
Bye.